Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. Long time no speak. Well, let's listen to an absolute wacko. A real piece of work. A puppet of the corruptionists, the elitists, the not communists so much for the ideals of communists, but just for the practical, but by practical effects, communists. Wikipedia. Ideally, it's a beautiful instrument of information. But remember, after 2020, all bets are off. That's why I was so disgusted in January, February, and March when I would just go to lunch and there'd be some TV on and every second sentence had to do with, it might have just only been called coronavirus. And I said, there's no way you idiots can not see that this is an absolutely shove it down your throat narrative. Nothing had even happened yet. 2020, all bets were off. The world ended in any practical sense of the way society was. And we're never rescuing it. We're not going to. It's done. We're done. We are now a dying civilization living off the carcass. We are scavengers living off the carcass of the previous equal, in a relative sense, much more equal, much more fair, much more just, much more law being equally applied, American civilization. Today's example, CEO of Wikipedia. Now, I support Wikipedia. I literally financially support Wikipedia. And everybody knows the ideal is a lot better than the practical, because you know, if you've looked at Wikipedia, it's just like the censorship of social media. Once we know that there are sock puppets, there are armies of sock puppets on social media and on forums who are meant to deceive, to look like Mildred was mad about this thing, to create fake accounts, and that's true. Should be old news to you. Fake accounts on social media, on forums, any number of fake accounts, so that it can seem like public sentiment is different than it is, but it's a coordinated, deceptive tool by, sometimes it's the armed forces branches, other times it's other agencies. You can look it up. Well, we know that these types can be sitting there and getting alerts when someone like me goes and adjusts an article back so that it really does include things that should be considered for someone to understand the full subject matter, the full topic of something on Wikipedia. Well, there's an alert somewhere that somebody goes, whenever this article gets changed, you'll get an alert. Just think that that's your full-time job, because that's what we have. So that's bad enough that I go, well, if you really want to understand that, you should understand the yeah, but, because that's where you people should go for Wikipedia, right? Go to Wikipedia for. Yeah, I know this little short article is probably biased. Let me go to Wikipedia, see what it says. Oh, look, it's very long. It is very long. It must be very complete. Yeah, but I try to correct it as an amateur editor than other people who are wacko and unfair or are being paid to be wacko and unfair. Information brown shirts are sitting there 8 hours a day ready to switch back anything that approaches a more equal and fair narrative about something. So thus, the Wikipedia ideal is one thing. And practicality, yes, it's nice that you can see auditing, assuming that they all show there. who adjusted it when. You could get an idea of the actors. But for most of us, what are we going to do? Is that going to be part of our argument? I've changed this back 40 times. And every time within 5 minutes, somebody of these five different people that I figured out changes it right back again within 5 minutes. So I'm trying to add something that's fair there, and then somebody else just deletes it because it's open game to delete. Anybody can edit. So the practical of Wikipedia does not meet the ideal, which is a fairly good ideal, if the rest of our society didn't have its head all the way up its ass, like, again, literally allowing censors on social media to be in anonymous rooms. There is no Inspector 12 that screwed up your t-shirt so you could call Haynes and say, what the hell, this says it was inspected by Inspector 12 and it seems not even is not even finished. There is no Inspector 12, do you get it? When your stuff gets taken down, it's the algorithm. There's no one to blame. That's the problem of the idea of technocracy. The point is, it's anonymous. That's why it can be so effective. Nobody's to blame. After all, it was just the rules. It's a bad enough process when you just have an entity, because you know customer service, the entities themselves become the cover because the rule has been made. I'm sorry, sir, but that's our policy. Now imagine that even if it's your policy, you can't go speak to the supervisor. Think TikTok, but TikTok did not start this. In 2020, Facebook and Google and YouTube were just starting to take down stuff without any real explanation. It was just random, blind, anonymous, without any rule behind it that was consistent. So Wikipedia's practicality does not reach the ideal, but worse, we now have, which is, I'm going to cover this, a Wikipedia CEO who admits openly, because remember, when tyrants speak to people who are friendly to their cause, who are or who are too stupid to understand the true consequences of the activities, they will speak openly. It is up to you to understand the breadcrumbs and to criticize and contextualize. So we have a former CEO of Wikipedia who is now going to be, of course, NPR. Talking about censorship as she was at Wikipedia. We'll listen, but, quote, took a very active approach to disinformation. And, you know, regarding various things as, I think you'll hear her say, threats is a word she uses. Remember, she's an information. She's a Chinese. It's no different. She's a blonde Chinese woman in some sense. She's an all-American looks, you know, 1980s all-American looks, but she's just a blonde Chinese communist because she talks about threats. She's at Wikipedia. What are the threats? She's not talking about, does it seem like someone's about to do something? That is not what she's talking about here. She uses the term threats in regards to information. She talks about plans. She talks about coordinating with the government and with other platforms. So what she is talking about is using Wikipedia, not forget the sock puppets and all the accounts that are probably watching Wikipedia separate from Wikipedia. Wikipedia itself is engaging and engaged in and will continue to engage in, as they say, please, please support us as I do right now, because we'll never take advertisements so that we can stay impartial. They are admitting to you, we weren't impartial. We coordinated with the government. So let's listen, and then we'll talk about and put in context and explain why this is literally breaking the Bill of Rights. So let's listen to this awful, awful person. I think this continues to go, so when I hit it, it may actually be in the middle. I'll pull it back if it is.
We took a very active approach to disinformation and misinformation coming into not just the last election.
I don't think I said it's Catherine Marr, spelled like Bill Maher, as CEO of Wikipedia. Okay, so let's pull that back.
We took a very active approach to disinformation and misinformation coming into the lineup.
Okay, there you go. This is the problem. You are an information repository until you're not. And she didn't say active approach. First of all, she said approach. Then she said active approach. Then she said very active approach to disinformation and misinformation.
Just the last election, but also looking at how we supported our editing community.
Okay, she said this last election. I think she means the major election, as you'll hear further. She means the 2020 election. So they had something in place come 2020 when the world was brought down in a controlled demolition through, first of all, the previous 3 to 4 years had a series of smaller chaos events. And then 2020 was just bringing the whole thing down. So active approach to the last election. I believe she means the last four-year election.
To disinformation and misinformation coming into not just the last election, but also looking at how we supported our editing community in an
Supported our editing community. Your platform supports it. What are you talking about? Your platform supports editing. So how are you supporting your editing community? We'll get to that and we'll speculate.
Precedented moment where we were not only dealing with a global pandemic, we were dealing with a novel virus, which by definition means we knew nothing about it.
Okay, pause, Catherine, you vast, stupid, tyrant, puppet jerk. If by definition we knew nothing about it, then what is there that's not relevant except everything about it? So what's your very active approach towards disinformation and misinformation? Do you see how this is in a 1984 society, two things being contradictory can be said at once? We're there, guys. Right as she says, oh, implies we must have a very good reason to take a very active approach against misinformation and disinformation for both the last election and the COVID situation. She says, yeah, after all, we knew nothing about it. So how could you take a very active approach against misinformation and disinformation? Because she's a censor. That's how.
Real time, and we're trying to figure it out as the pandemic
Rewinding.
Went along. Not only dealing with the global pandemic, we were dealing with a novel virus, which by definition means we knew nothing about it in real time, and we're trying to figure it out as the pandemic went along. And so we really set up in response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election.
Okay, so we really set up, this is past tense. In my opinion, she means in 2020, she says, in reference to the pandemic and the election. In my opinion, she is talking about setting up past tense at that time during the chaos events, the COVID, everything, and then all the wrong medicines being supported and all the right medicines being censored. And all the doctors who had an opinion other than what the majority crap new practices were, protocols that never made any sense otherwise until COVID. She is taught, and then George Floyd and so on. She is setting up a mechanism of some kind back in 2020 and prior to the election. Back that up a little bit.
time, and we're trying to figure it out as the pandemic went along. And so we really set up in response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election. And
okay, so she said in response to, remember 2 + 2 = 5? 1984, two contradictory statements. No, in preparation for. She means they are going to have an active approach towards the 2020 election. Wikipedia that says, please give us money, Jimmy whatever founder. I can't remember his name. I get the emails all the time, even though I give already. Please give so that we can stay impartial. As an election is coming up, much like the, and I got nothing but love for the United Kingdom and the people there. But I remember hearing this ridiculous situation where people who are probably, no doubt, at least some of them, work visa workers from around the world working at Google, you know, basically admitted on camera or on microphone that they would make sure that what happened in 2016 didn't happen again. And I'm thinking, why don't you worry about what happened in your own country? It is not your job as a big tech person to have any say whatsoever in that. And so what you're really saying is that you're going to stop information from flowing. And here we have this person saying this same thing. Back up a little bit. We will listen to the whole thing again after.
The pandemic went along. And so we really set up in response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election and as a model for future elections outside of the U.S.
All right. And so now we know that Wikipedia has every plan, or rather has every intention, to have a similar activist approach towards information for an upcoming election. So who are they listening to? Because elections have to be dirty and accusations fly and should fly on all sides. So who gets to influence Wikipedia more? The NSA, the CIA, the corrupts? Oh, but I'm redundant. The Democrats, the Republicans, the oil people, the Israeli lobby, the United Kingdom's Secret Service. Who gets to work on them? The people who, you know, were behind the Steele report that was a bunch of garbage. Who are they going to work with to have a plan for not only that election but also for upcoming elections? Because she just admitted they have a plan for elections, a place that's supposed to be a repository for information and which allows citizens and therefore sock puppets behind the scenes, people who are paid to go move articles back and forth outside of Wikipedia, also has a plan themselves. So the people who already get to screw up articles now get to work directly with Wikipedia to rationalize screwing up articles. Okay, back up a little bit.
In response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election and as a model for future elections outside of the U.S., including a number.
What? So now they have said, oh, the people who want to puppet narratives for the elections. I mean, this is no better. Remember when, you know, the Chinese have their own internet. We can't, their information can't. You know why the Chinese had their own internet? Because they don't want our information to become prevalent there. It becomes an issue. Well, what's the goal? They don't want their narrative to be challenged. It's specifically regarding elections or things relevant to the public discourse. So what's this? What do you mean you're setting up an approach for election? Okay, some of you can be naive if you'd like and say, listen, if you're just trying to be careful about... No, there is no careful about elections. Crap must fly. There must be dust-ups. Everything has to come through. And then, as the information is gathered and put in Wikipedia, then, fine, the best ideas win the day. But the idea, this is basic freedom of speech stuff. And again, we'll get to the constitutional aspects here.
That are happening, you know, this year. We just obviously went through yet another Israeli election.
That's basically, like I said, are the Israelis helping them too? Because Israel apparently has almost total control over so many aspects. So why not have control over dipshit? Oh, what's her last name? Marr, a CEO of Wikipedia. Why not her too?
That brings the institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community this year. We just obviously went through yet another Israeli election. The model was around how do we create sort of a clearinghouse of information that brings the
It is a clearinghouse of information, asshole. It's Wikipedia. You have the structure for articles. You have standards of structure for articles. You have people that get to police the literal proper structure of articles. And everybody can write it, and everybody can edit it. What are you talking about creating a clearing? So this is the point. They're doing something different. They're being activists, as they already said, a very active approach to disinformation. And she's being more accurate than she means, because they are very actively approaching disinforming. They're very active about disinforming.
Institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community in order to be.
Now that's the second time she's mentioned the editing community. So this is going to imply, in my opinion, close coordination between certain members of the editing community. This, in my opinion, is what she's saying in kind of vague language. So let's listen again to that.
Yeah, another Israeli election. The model was around how do we create sort of a clearinghouse of information that brings the institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community in order to be able to identify strengths.
The institution of Wikimedia with the editing community, a model in order to identify threats.
With the editing community in order to be able to identify threats early on through conversations with government.
Okay, catch that right there. We're going to identify threats early on with, and she paused for a second. Then she goes, I can say this. This is the Atlantic Council. They don't care. They're not even going to understand that, in essence, we're censoring and cooperating with government. And even if they did, they don't care. They're all about it. They've got a commie point of view, an authoritarianism point of view. So identify threats early on via conversations with government.
Of information that brings the institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community in order to be able to identify threats early on.
What threats? Information threats. In an authoritarian world, information is a threat. Information does not help us understand things wholly. No. We character assassinate the idea that people should give more information just so long as we arbitrarily say that's not information that is helpful, or it's information that's by its very existence is not just misleading, but is specifically, literally a threat. The information itself is a threat. Authoritarianism.
On through conversations with government.
With government? That's right, I can say that here. It's the Atlantic Council, and after all, it's 4 years removed from absolute censorship overload, and nobody got in trouble. We did this 4 years ago. We're good. 4 years ago, we were a part of censoring the fuck out of everything, even as I'm saying it was so novel, all the information was new. So yeah, I can say with government, but wait for it.
With government, of course, as well as...
Of course. As well as...
Other platform operators to understand...
Okay.
...understand sort of what the landscape looks like.
All right, so we're going to listen to the whole thing again real quick. I did cover it pretty closely for breadcrumbs. We're going to listen to it wholly again, and then we're going to talk about, just for emphasis, I mean, a lot of emphases there, but this is straight up Bill of Rights violations. Like, people should be in jail. Government is not supposed to do this. And I'll set the preface, but the preface is easily, as you've heard here, the government's behind it. Guys?
We took a very active approach to disinformation and misinformation coming into not just the last election, but also looking at how we supported our editing community in an unprecedented moment where we were not only dealing with a global pandemic, we were dealing with a novel virus, which by definition means we knew nothing about it in real time, and we're trying to figure it out as the pandemic went along. And so we really set up in response to both the pandemic, but also in response to the upcoming U.S. election, and as a model for future elections outside of the U.S., including a number that are happening this year, we just obviously went through yet another Israeli election. The model was around how do we create sort of a clearinghouse of information that brings the institution of the Wikimedia Foundation with the editing community in order to be able to identify threats early on through conversations with government, of course, as well as other platform operators to understand sort of what the landscape looks like.
Okay, guys. So big picture. She said in 2020, they had an approach towards COVID and towards the upcoming election. If you think that approach helped highlight the fact that the Steele dossier was a bunch of bullshit, and we knew early on that it was, if you think her approach helped highlight that, you're wrong, right? That's the opposite of what her approach did. Now, that was real and true information is relevant and highly relevant to the discussion of the 2020 election. All of the Ukrainian, and Chinese connections of the president that was to take out Trump, to potentially unseat Trump from the presidency. All of his foreign connections. Do you think her approach to the election helped highlight those, or did they suppress them? Do you think the discussions around whether hundreds of thousands of ballot drop boxes and how they could be a source, that were going to be a source of bad ballots, it's just a matter of degree. Do you think her approach to the 2020 election highlighted that fact, or did it suppress them? And so on and so forth and so on. Do you think her approach to COVID and the 2020 elections included and helped highlight, or did it help suppress the fact that I talked about in an episode on here? I had two different episodes in a row. Around a Zoom meeting on October 22nd of 2020, a national kind of summary and a status meeting of the vaccine approach and the fact that they had slides talking about side effects that they didn't talk about verbally because they didn't want to get anybody's attention, but they showed it just so they could say they showed it. Talked about strokes and death and heart attacks and nerve damage and blood clots and massive side effects. Do you think it helped her specific approach? Do you think it helped highlight that very relevant fact? Or do you think it helped suppress it? Do you think her, quote, approach to COVID talked about the doctors with white coats? It's not right. the actual dissenting doctors? Or do you think somehow it suppressed it on Wikipedia, the supposed source of free source of information for all that is not biased? Now, let's go to the idea of, oh, well, Wikipedia to have a clearinghouse and an approach and close coordination with government, of course, and with other platforms. Hello, guys. If you're coordinating with government, then you are involved with censorship that is a literal violation of the Bill of Rights. If all the Bill of Rights means is that the government itself cannot be the final actor in said violations, they just need to direct somebody else to do it, then we have no Bill of Rights. If it just means, no, you must do it. You must do it, but we're not going to do it. But you must, then you have no Bill of Rights. So if you're working closely with government, and that likely means things like, hey, we're working with government and coordinating. Basically, you're hearing from government what to censor and what censorship approach to take. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about threats, which is information threats. Communist regime, authoritarian, threat information is threats. So whose information is threats? Which narrative is the threat? And which is the one that's supposed to get to dominate in the absence of competition? Also, and with other platforms. So as some people imagine, if they don't know that Google gives you the echo chamber results if you don't change the settings so that I can look up something on Google, not now because I don't use Google, and I did make it anonymized even when I did. If you don't know already that Google gives you results that's personalized to you, that if somebody else put in the same search results, they would get a different thing. They would get different results. And I don't just mean about ads and about products. So Google is already big tech tyranny. They have already worked with the NSA, the CIA, and government. The idea that all the censorship that happened in 2020, anybody with a little bit of a sniffer could know that this argument was garbage. Because remember, in the middle of censorship and businesses shutting down and being, deciding who could and couldn't be in their business and all this, all the wacko authoritarian puppets suddenly were constitutional experts and correct in this very literal thing they said with, while also being too naive to speculate on what was really happening. They said, well, the Constitution's really only about the government restricting things companies can do if they want. Wow. It's like you're Thomas Jefferson over here. Look at you, wacko lib. But the point of the matter was that in no way, shape, or form did we ever really imagine, nor did the facts support, and then we had other facts that proved it wasn't the case, that the companies were not being directed by government directly or government regulatory officials or people in office. People in office are the government. Do you understand that? So, back then, the academic argument held, but in practical senses, those companies were conspiring and, quote, cooperating with the government. They would admit they were, just like Wikipedia is. And so with that background, they are getting the direction and cooperating with censors. That is a violation of the Bill of Rights. And again, if the Bill of Rights just means that the government doesn't have to be the final actor, but can still direct and or enforce or threaten private actors to do their bidding, and you can have evidence that they did so, but that is not a Bill of Rights violation, then we have no Bill of Rights. There is none. So, this Wikipedia CEO, Catherine Marr, is just another highly paid puppet of authoritarians that have realized they're never going to be in a cell with a 6'5", 270-pound person who will take advantage of them. They will never, they don't believe they will ever have that nightmare scenario, which would be the only thing that would humble them at this point. And because that's not the case, they will continue to puppet industry CEOs who make $10 million. I have no idea what she made. I know Wikipedia is a foundation. Being a lot of foundations, these CEOs make a lot of money. I say foundation, you know, more like that. I don't know exactly how it's, you know, corporately structured. And now she's going to go to NPR. So just another case study, guys. If you didn't know we were screwed, and that really what 2020 and everything since then has shown is that the idea of equal justice and branches policing each other so that no one branch goes too far off the rails towards a total shredding, a burning, an explosion of the Constitution. That was a bluff. And as soon as it was called by nothing less than a basement-dwelling presidential candidate, quote-unquote, who can't put two sentences together, just doing stuff. Forget the charisma of Obama. Just do it. Just say people, corporations over 100 have to have all their employees vaccinated. Worst case, the Supreme Court just kind of says, you can't do that. But in essence, he just keeps to go on his march down the unconstitutional trail, one after the other. After the Supreme Court says, of course you can't forgive billions and billions on student loans just because you say so, no matter how much you're trying to curry favor from voters. Of course you can't. He just does it again. He just says he'll do it again. And Congress doesn't say, at this point, is he even trying to uphold in good faith the Constitution? He's been told he can't do it. So in good faith, he's no longer even trying to uphold the Constitution. Therefore, he's gone. Therefore, there's a hanging tree right outside the White House, and we will put him on it. And if we have to be 535 members of the mob who represent our people in our districts, that's what we're going to do. Because this is the level of the threat to this country. It's already been almost irreparably destroyed. And now he has the instruments of censorship and the instruments of legal terrorism through law enforcement agencies and the literal courts themselves, literally Banana Republic material, where the threat to his candidacy has legal terrorism thrown at him. It was nice while it lasted, but it was but a bluff. We have industry people, and now even a lot of us doubted Wikipedia, don't get me wrong, but I still thought the ideal is good. I should support things. That's one thing I should support. You know, it is at least in its ideals impartial. But here we have admitted they're just as corrupted, just as corrupted. They worked with the government. They're just as corrupted as the big tech platforms. And in fact, at the end of that, they said, working with government, of course, and other platforms. So the same censorship that the other platforms were involved in was actually compounded by Wikipedia, admittedly, working with a very active approach to disinformation with government and with other platforms. Well, we know what YouTube and Facebook and Twitter were doing at the time. Shadow banning and straight getting, literally getting rid of an account by the sitting president of the United States. That's a level of tyranny that you almost cannot exaggerate. And we have Wikipedia that's supposed to be impartial, and little Jimmy whatever asks for more money every month in my email. And they're saying, oh, yeah, we're cooperating with all those people. Yep. Breadcrumbs, guys. What you thought was as awful as it is, you're right. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I've had quite a lot of gaps between my episodes here. Remember, over on Chemology 411, we record episodes every week, so you can catch me over there with Kim Schultz. Thanks, guys.